I'm still here at the Cardiff Millennium Centre where we've just watched New Earth, the first episode in the second series of Doctor Who. We're here at the press launch and I'm joined by Mark Gatiss, one of the writers on the new series. Hello, Mark.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. What did you think of New Earth?
I loved it. It's bursting with a kind of joie de vivre and David and Billy, just fantastic. It's wonderful. And it's just the kind of thing you want to launch the new series. It's really colourful, epic, scary, a lovely kind of poignancy to it, and an alien planet, even though it's Earth.
And what about those clips for the rest of the series?
I actually wet myself with excitement.
I think I did as well.
It was like, oh my god, The Shadow of the Cybermen. That's a good title, I'm going to use it. Fantastic. And it looks so brilliant.
Well, we've got a bit of a longer wait for your episode this year compared to last, haven't we?
It's episode 7, it's not 2, it's just after the Cybermen, I think.
And what can you tell us about it?
Very little. It's set around the coronation, 1953.
Yes. Well, I know that you like to do these stories set in the past. Your episode from the last series, Unquiet Dead, that was set in the late 19th century. Mm-hmm. What is it about going back to the past that you like so much?
I'm a kind of history nut. I always have been. And really, almost all my favourite Doctor Who's, almost all, are those kind of historical ones. Because I think the mixture of history and sci-fi, it feels intrinsically Doctor Who. Everyone seems to respond to it. It just seems right, you know? And I would love to do a modern day one, but I think I've got a bit of an ear for the language of different periods. But having said that, I mean, this one, the 50s is something, an era I knew a lot about, and I really enjoyed kind of the research for it. And I just kind of pumped it full of all my love for old TV and Quatermass and all that sort of flickering old BBC stuff.
Because a lot of people said that The Unquiet Dead was the sort of first traditional episode of the new series.
I don't know. I think I can understand why they thought that. I think it probably made people feel secure because it felt like old Doctor Who, but it's actually, I think it's not. It looks like perhaps like old Doctor Who, but it actually, in terms of its emotional content and everything, it's very much part of the new pattern. Everything had to fit the new game plan. It couldn't sort of stick out. It's not old-fashioned in that way. I think it just sort of reminded people of how they always used to think Doctor Who felt.
And how'd you like writing for your old mate David Tennant? Because obviously you did the big Finnish audio plays with him, and you starred with him in Quatermass last year. How's that?
It was brilliant. I mean, it was weird. I mean, you know, we both love Doctor Who, and so David becoming the Doctor was well. He told me he was going to be the new Doctor when we were doing Quatermass, and if that doesn't make a sci-fi fan's head explode, I don't know what does. But it was brilliant. It wasn't really daunting in any way because I just had his voice in my head, really, and I just sort of wrote immediately with him in mind. And I know the David I know. It was really just as kind of he's exuberant and full of life and really just such a nice man, David.
You've got great chemistry with Billy as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're wonderful together. But it's, you know, Chris was fantastic last year. But it's given a kind of, obviously, you get a new lead and it gives the whole thing a different energy, which I think, speaking pragmatically, is a really useful thing for a second series. Because the first series is a wow. Everyone was amazed by it. And second series, inevitably, it's not the same. But when you've got a new Doctor, boom, you know, it's like reinventing the show right from the beginning again. Really.
And do you think it can go for another 40 years?
I wouldn't bet against it. I really hope so. I mean, you know, few things last for 40 years. But I mean, the original didn't, did it? But then in terms of its, yeah, in terms of its longevity and incredible sort of afterlife, it has lasted over 40 years and now it's come back. I really hope so. I mean, the BBC are incredibly behind it. It's a brilliant show. It's completely, almost magically rediscovered a supposedly extinct audience. And that is probably its biggest achievement in its entire history, I think.
Absolutely. Well, just one final thing. Is there going to be any more League of Gentlemen?
Yes. We haven't split, no matter what you've seen in the press. We're having a holiday. We've been together almost 12 years and we've never had more than a month off. Reese is doing the producers in the West End, and we've got
Nebulous coming as well, haven't you?
Yes, New Series Nebulous starts a week on Wednesday. We're all doing bits and pieces and kind of just enjoying the chance to sort of commit to longer term things, which we've never really had before. But yeah, we very much want to keep working together. It's just like anything with a collaboration, a group, you have to take time out. I mean, we never have, and we want to. For our mental health, and for the sake of the league, we want to, you know, come back with something interesting and fresh, but you can't just do that straight away.
Great, well, best of luck with that, Mark. Thanks for
your
time today.
Nice to talk.